Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Rekot HaRaya, Letters of Moreinu Barabbeinu, Moran HaRav Zatzal. We're on Chelek Aleph, Igeres Mem Dalet, Baruch Hashem, Yer HaKodesh, Yafo, Tibana V'tikane, Yud Gimel Kislev, Tav Reis Samach Zayin. So we're talking here at the end of the year 1906, right before 1907, maybe it was already the New Year's of 1907. The Rav is the Rav in Yafo. And Shir should be a special Schus for Amarim Rosh Yechiu, Schus for Fos Chayach Abed Fego, Esmechati Spassi, and Avtali Herzman Sina Rezel, Sushla Yisrael. And this letter is written to Yedidi HaRav HaGadol HaChacham HaNa'al HaMarina Rav Shmuel Alexandrov. Nehra Yar Shalom Ubrach, a very interesting individual on his own right. Maybe we'll talk about him at a different time. Mechtava v'nechbadim me'az higiyuni, u'ma'od chafatzti la'hashivo, b'nei ha'kavod u'b'nei ha'to'elet. Your very distinguished letters have arrived to me, and I really wanted to answer you, because it's honor for you, and it's also great benefit in answering. But I was bound up in a whole web of constant difficulties, worries, troubles. And what I really wanted to do was give you a long answer. Biur must speak with sufficient explanation. And for that you need free time. That's why I waited. You see in letters of tzaddikim, they'll apologize for not getting back faster. And in our world today, unfortunately, it's very common. People are contacted about something and the person who contacts them is waiting for a response and they don't respond. Receiver doesn't respond either at all or for a long time. So that's definitely, there's Musar here, that it's part of human dignity and respect to respond as quickly as possible. Says the Rav, Omnam biroti ki ein ladavar sof. Kvar nitchayavti b'tshuva shniya. Amarti lo acha ke'od. Ve'echtov b'mihirut. But I saw it was never ending. I said, yeah, when I finally have some free time, I'll sit down and write a proper response. But it seems to never happen. Because as we know, the Rav's life was just filled with loads and loads of tasks that he was busy with. Helping people, teaching, writing, helping more people, being involved in Klal matters, more teaching, more writing, learning, obviously. So when does he have free time? The answer is never. And this is about 1907. The Rav was born in 1875. He's a young man, very young man. Early 30s. But he was already a Gaon and a Tzaddik. Hineni muchrach lahakdim hakdama. So even though I have to write as short as possible, I hope that'll be enough for a wise man like you. ומתים לנפול וצריכים חיזוק ורפואה וסעד לתומכם. כדי שנהיה יכולים להיות נכנסים בכל הווייתנו אל הטרקלין בבית ישראל פנימה, לחזות בנועם השם ולבקר בהיכלו, וממילא יתגרשו מפנינו כל הרוחות הרעות שמבקשות להוציא אותנו חוץ לתחום של קדושת השם יתברך המקדש את ישראל. I want to explain the content of the difference between those who stand in the inner world of the godly light, which is the general light of mankind that's revealed in the light of the Jewish people. In other words, those who understand the pnimius of God's light understand that this is mankind's light in general, and it's revealed in the light of the Jewish people. And then there are others, shenim adu ma'at karsuleihem. There are others who their ankles have struggled, fallen. They're weak. They're about to collapse, and they need chizuk. They need help. They need healing to strengthen them, in order that we can go with all of our being to the palace of the Jewish people, to see the pleasantness of Hashem and to spend time in His sanctuary. And Memela, this will expel from before us all of the evil spirits that want to take us out of the domain of the holiness of Hashem, who sanctifies the Jewish people. התכונה הישראלית האמיתית, הקפואה בעמק הנשמה העברית, היא ברכת אברהם אבינו. The true Jewish content that is strongly established in the depths of the Jewish soul is the blessing of Abraham. זרע אברהם או אבי. We are the seed of Abraham who loved me. עצם החיים הישראליים הם כלולים רק בנקודת אהבת השם יתברך. ואהבת שמו יתברך דווקא בשם השם אלוקי ישראל. כל יתר תנאי החיים, הרבים והרחבים, הפרטיים והכלליים, הינם רק תוצאות ומילואים ליסוד החיים העיקריים. The very Jewish life, the essential Jewish life, is included only in the point of loving God. And loving God, dafka, in the name, and with the God of Israel. Not just God, the God of Israel, our God, the true God. All other conditions of life that are many, that are vast, that are wide, that are detail, that are general, are only outcomes and fill in like additions to the foundation of our more basic life. In other words, the Rav is saying is that what is a Jew? A Jew is one who loves Hashem. Everything else is just an outgrowth of that. But the core essence of our nature is that we love Hashem. זאתי התכונה העיקרית שלנו, that is our primary quality, שנתגברה בנו, which became strong within us, בראשית טל ילדותנו, at the beginning of the dew of our youth. והיא הולכת עמנו, and it goes with us, עדי עד, forever. ואף על פי שלפעמים היא מתעלמת, Even though sometimes this love of Hashem is hidden, he omedet dafka b'shvil zeh lachzor lihigalot b'koach yoter gadol. Dafka, for this reason, it is destined to return and be revealed with a greater koach. V'chok koach kabir v'adir shesaval zman rav mikoach otzer umoneh. שכשמתגבר עליו הוא ברעם וכוח אמיץ בנפץ וזרם. This is like a very strong power that was held back, and then it's finally let loose. It has tremendous power and force. So yes, this, like a spring, is held down and then it jumps up when you let it go. So the love of Hashem is inside of us, and when it's going to be revealed, it's going to be revealed with tremendous power, tremendous force. Zot ha-tchuna lo hishtanta v'lo tishtaneh. This quality didn't change in the past and will not change in the future. תהלוכות החיים בצורתם החיצונה הן מקבלות לפעמים איזה שינוי, אבל לא התוכן הפנימי. The pathways of life in their external form sometimes are changed on the outside, but not the internal content. Zacharti lach chesed neurayich, ahavat klulotayich, lechtech acharai b'amidbar, be'eretz lo zru'a. I remember the chesed of your youth, love of your marriage, when you came after me in the desert, in an untilled land. V'azikaron hazeh, this memory of Am Yisrael, going after Hashem into the desert, is omed v'kayam la'ad, stands forever. Lo ish el v'yichazev, uven adam v'yitnecham. Hashem is not a man who will disappoint. He is not a man who will regret. Zoti ha-tchuna shelanu, ha-kivu'a ve-ha-kayemet. That is our quality. We love Hashem. We follow Hashem. That's our essence. And Hashem will never forget, because Hashem is also constant. Hashem is also constant in His being. So it's not like us, one day we remember, the next day we don't feel it or don't remember. Sometimes we're like this, sometimes we're like that. Hashem is not like that. Therefore Hashem always remembers our love for Him, and we followed Him into the desert. And this quality is kfuah v'kayemes, is established and existent. She'eina tzricha lo mechkar ve'lo filosofia. It does not require any investigation. It does not require any philosophy. Ve'lo shum tavlin sheba'olam. And no spice in the world. Le'kiyuma u'le'etzem havayata. For its existence and very being. We don't need mechkar. We don't need philosophy. We don't need any additions, no spices. It just is. It's a fact. Fact of life, fact of existence. V'chol ma she'anu marchivim u'mishachlilim et hade'a ve'hakara eina ki'im liten makom u'merchav להתכונה האלוקית העצמית הזאת, שתתפשט ותתגלה ביותר. ועל ידי גילוייה החיצוניים, שאינם דומים כלל ואינם עולים בערכם לעצם מעלת חזקת ובהירות התכונה הפנימית של אהבת השם אלוקי ישראל הגנוזה בנו, דווקא מצד קלישותם ומיותרם איננו יכולים להכניסם לפעמים בדיבורים הגיוניים ולהשתתף על ידם עם הציונים השרידים שבכל הציבור האנושי. The more we expand and perfect this recognition is merely to give a place and a space for this godly, essential godly quality, that it should expand, spread, be revealed. And through its external revelations, which are not similar at all to the power and clarity of this internal quality of loving Hashem that is within us, dafka, because the light is so weak, we can use rational words to explain it and then to connect to other high-level people in mankind. In other words, the etzem, a Jew, is one who loves Hashem. When we start getting philosophical about it and try to use words, concepts, ideas to express it, that is just to expand it, and it allows us to connect this to others who aren't viscerally aware of this quality that we have, but that isn't as strong as the very quality itself. And it's dafka because this internal quality is so vague, and so the light of it is not shining brightly in our conscious awareness and minds, that we can talk about it. Otherwise, if it was so powerful, there'd be nothing to talk about. We'd just be experiencing it. Wouldn't necessarily be able to put it into words. But now that it's more amorphous and vague, so we can put it into words. Ki af al pi she'yachlu liyot anshei Elokim, gam ken b'chol am v'lashon, mikol makom mukhrachu, שכל איש ואיש מאיזו אומה שתהיה יכיל בקרבו את תוכן הנושא וגם את התוכן השפל של אומתו, כי אין אפשרות לשום אדם להיות מחלץ את עצמו לגמרי ממסגר האומה. Even though there can definitely be men of God in every nation, nevertheless, it is necessary that every man from every nation will encompass within him the more elevated content and the lower content, the more base, the more crude content of his nation. Because there is no possibility for any man to completely free himself of the framework of his nation. It's such an important insight that, as the expression goes, Adam eino ela nof moladito. Man is an expression, is a revelation of where he comes from. You can't take Russia out of the Russian. You can't take Germany out of the German. You can't take Switzerland out of the Swiss. You can't take England out of the English. You can't take America out of the American. You can't take New York out of the New Yorker. Just who we are. Very, very critical. We are all members of a nation. And that's not going to change. שכבר קבעה לה תכונה נפשית מיוחדת. וזה עצמה שעלתה במת עמים בתולדה. In every nation is this union of, we discussed in the past, the psychology of different nations. Every nation has, the individual has their own psychology, but nations also. על כן הניצוץ הישראלי שבנו הוא באמת כל עוזנו ואושרנו, כל עושר רוחנו ועצם חיינו. ויתר הרכוש הרוחני הוא רק תפל אליו ומשמשו. The Jewish spark is all of our strength and our happiness, all of the wealth of our spirit and the essence of our lives, and the other spiritual acquisitions are ancillary, secondary to our primary quality, which is our Jewishness. ואפילו אם יהיו רבים ממנו בכמות המדומה, הנם תהלים ובוטלים אליו מצד עצם באיכות. Even though in the world of quantity, maybe quantitatively, we have other less Jewish qualities to us, that's only in quantity, but in quality, our essence is our Judaism and Jewishness. Just like all of our physical wealth, we have cars and houses and palaces, we have today, especially in our firm world, so many tanugos, so many people go on cruises and to fancy hotels and drive very, very expensive cars, wear fancy watches, $50,000, $100,000 watches, more, live in homes which are worth in our communities minimally $400,000 or $500,000, but it's very often a lot more than that. These are palaces. We don't call them palaces because we're just used to them. You walk down the street in some neighborhoods, every house looks like that. So what are you going to call every house a palace? The answer is yes. And all of that, all of the Pesach programs, everything, is only tafel, is only secondary to our pnimius, to the very life that's revealed in our pnimius. במרכז המוח ובכל מקום שהוא, לכל מר מחוקרי אחרים כדאית להו. What is the pnimius of a person? Maybe it's in the center of the brain. Maybe it's somewhere else. Each scientist, according to his opinion. But his point, the Rav's point is that all of our gashmius is not who we are. Bill Gates is not his, you know, $150 billion, whatever he has. Bill Gates is what's going on in his mind, or wherever. And the other stuff is only tefillah to that. זה מרגיש בחוזקה ובכל עוז הנשמה מישהו רוצה להיות בן ישראל באמת. This is felt very strongly, and in the power of his soul, somebody wants to be a Jewish person. If he knows that his essence is his Yiddishkeit. ובזה יבשה ישראל תשועת הפרט ותשועת הכלל. And with this, the Jewish people can be saved, both on an individual level and on a community level. V'chol otam shenokshu v'nischefu michutz la'olei Yaakov einam chafetzim lahargish et ze hayesod ha'ikari. And all of those who were swept outside of the tent of Jacob, they do not want to feel this fundamental principle, this foundation. ואם לפעמים מתעוררת גם בלבבם הרגשת אהבה האלוקית או הלאומית או שתיהן ביחד, אינם מכירים את גודל עוז ייחודם ואחדותם, והם חפצים לבנות את עצם החיים, את היסוד האהבה האלוקית עצמה, אהבת השם אלוקי ישראל, שהיא נשמת האומה ועצם חייה בדברים חיצוניים ומלאכותיים. These people who are swept out of the tent of Jacob, they don't want to feel this fundamental principle. And if sometimes in their heart is aroused a feeling of love for Hashem, or of love for the Jewish people, or both together, they don't recognize the strength of the uniqueness of this love. And they want to build their life which is the foundation of love for Hashem, the God of Israel, which is the soul of the nation and its essence of its life, with external and artificial things. These people want to build their lives on artificialities, if that's a word, on externals or externalities. And therefore they're pashut not successful. והם הולכים ומצטערים, and they have צער, עד שיבואו לידי קריטה ונתיקה, אם הם רכובים ביסודם, או לידי הכרה ותפרצות החיים הפנימיים לטובה, אם יש להם יסוד ישראלי בריא והגון. And therefore they're not successful in what they want to do. And they have צער, so you can't build your life on externalities. So either they cut themselves off, or the inside bursts out in a very positive way. Vimkein mitoch atzma shel hanekuda hapnimit, hachazaka veitana mikol, yarchivu dvarim, yivnu binyanim, yifaru peirot, יחזו מסעות, יחקרו ויתפלספו, מגדל עוז, שם השם, בו ירוץ, צדיק ונשגב. And therefore, from the strength of their internal nekuda, which is stronger than anything, they will expand things, build buildings, see visions, investigate, philosophize. A strong tower is the name of Hashem, the Pasuk in Mishlei, and a tzaddik will run with it. With this, they will give life. In other words, these people whose Yisod Yisraeli, whose Jewish foundation is Bari V'Agun, is healthy, is proper, they are going to break. That is going to break out, and they are going to spread this knowledge of Hashem to others, those who are fitting to receive this life. Hatchuna pnimit eina nishmeret be'uza v'taharata ki ima yidei otah adracha v'hatchuna ha'heginit ha'tzicha l'shmirata l'ken iklot v'aza ahava atzuma v'nifla חמה ונעלבה לכל המצוות המעשיות שבתורה שבכתב שבעל פה, שכבר נשרשו יפה באהבה פנימית, כמו שמקורן הוא שם ממינו השתת למו. This internal quality is only preserved in its strength and purity through the that hygienic quality that needs guarding. And therefore it includes with its strength, wondrous love, passionate, enthusiastic love for all of the practical mitzvahs in the Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, that have already taken root with internal love, and that's where its source is. Mimino, from Hashem's right, Esh Das Lama, is this religion of fire. הדעת והחשבון, המחקר והפילוסופיה הטהור, צריך הוא רק לצרף ולזכך את הרעיונות והמושגים הנשיגים המוסריים והדעים שלהם. All of these intellectual exercises, philosophy, investigation, study, its only job is to purify the ideas and the concepts from the dross, from the ethical and intellectual dross that has connected to it. ולהעמידם, and to establish it, לפיום הטהור והבריא ממקורו. And its pure and healthy nature. In other words, the job by nature, the Jew loves God. A Jew is connected to Hashem. Problem is that there's certain ideas that have snuck their way into one's mind, to one's consciousness, that are not true. So the purpose of study is to purify these ideas so that we are serving the true Hashem and not the our narrative of who Hashem is, who is really who he is not. Al ken, v'yuchal le'olam liyot nivna u'mishtachlel davar ruchani yisodi שיקומם את הסוכה נופה לצוכת דוד, כי אם בשני תנאים הללו, המחוברים זה בזה, תכונת תמימות הלב לאהבת מצוותיה של תורה, ואהבת שם השם אלוקי ישראל, הקשור בהם בהרגשתנו פנימה, והעמדת יסוד החיים בעצם התכונה האלוקית הקלוטה בנו באהבת עולמים. So therefore, the only way a spiritual foundation can be established and perfected, which will elevate the fallen sukkah of David, is if we have two conditions that are connected to each other. One is tmimus halev, that a person has a perfect heart to love mitzvahs, to love Hashem, deep in his emotional world. And to establish our life in the essential godly quality that has been absorbed within us with eternal love. In other words, we have to love Hashem and his mitzvahs, and we have to establish the foundation of our life on Ruchnius. That is part of us from time immemorial. Anything that is in opposition to these foundations, both in science, in the intellectual world, the academic world, both in the world of action, in the life of the individual, in the life of the community, ta'oz tamid yad Hashem elyona, hashlucha mechagvei asela miseter madriga, mitoch otzmata shel nekudat chayeinu, liyashvam ulehitivam, ba'ofen shelo dai shelo yeh nimtza shum gir'on v'chalishut b'dat u'b'chayim, ha'idei ha'pgisha ha'stirit ha'meduma, ki im tosefet omitz yavo la ha'idei hitgabrut v'nitzachon emet. שיהיה יוצא לאור בפועל בחיי שבעומה מתפשט והולך לחיי אנושיות. Anything that's in opposition to these principles, again, in academics, in the world of action, in the life of the individual, in the life of the community, Hashem's hand is always the stronger one. In other words, any questions you have, anything that's in opposition to this is going to lose. Because at the end of the day, what matters is that we're serving Hashem, we're loving Hashem. And therefore, if we ever find anything that seems to be contradictory, not only will it not weaken us, but it's actually going to strengthen us, because then the truth is going to be revealed in a much more powerful way. In other words, there are two ways of learning Gemara. One way of learning Gemara is just to avoid the questions. You know, you just do it quickly. You read, you have the art scroll, question, answer, in Tim Tzilay Ma, da 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 da. Meisvei, Tiyufta, da da da, Tiyufta. Right? So, you did it, tak, 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 tak. you're finished. And you're not really aware necessarily of all of the difficulties with the text, all of the questions. So that's fine. Feel good. You understood the page, or at least you think you did. There's another way of learning, and that is that you're aware of the, all the difficulties, or at least many of them. As they say for Razi the Shapsi on Shapsai on Bavakama and Tzir Bavavasla, one volume on each Masechta. Just a list of kashas on every daf, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Like in the Frankel Rambams, this is the Frankel Gemara. I hope they come out on the whole Shas with such form. It's amazing. You just go through the page and you see this. The question, very briefly, the Sefer tells you what the question is, and then the Mara Makomos, who talks about this question. Amazing, Amish, amazing. So you see tens of thousands of difficulties are brought up. You think, oh, okay, so the Gemara is not true. So many questions. But Adarabba, when you learn properly, and you answer the questions, you see the Gemara comes out much better than it was before. Ah, so this is what it's saying. It's the same thing with steerers to Yiddishkeit. Anything that seems to contradict, since ultimately we know the emes is that we were chosen by Hashem and Hashem created the world and we're here to serve Him. So anything that would seem to be a stira is ultimately just going to empower and strengthen our Yiddishkeit. Because ultimately everything is about our Avodas Hashem. So anything that seems to be a stira is ultimately going to be resolved and it's going to strengthen our Avodas Hashem, just like when you learn Gemara. What seems to weaken the Gemara, ultimately, when you get to the response, when you get to the resolution, it strengthens the Gemara. It shows the Gemara is even deeper than you thought. Okay, so we still have a lot more to say. This is a very long letter, even though he says that I'm going to write the Kitzer. But it's all relative. It's a quite a lengthy response. And really, just Baruch Hashem keeps going and going. This is the short one. Imagine if you would have written the long one. But when you're a person like Rav Kook, you are just a never-ending river of ideas. Just flows and flows. So, please God, we will then either continue in the next year, in this series, and we will see more niflos mitaras Hashem and yisodus in hashkafa, and thank you for listening, and please stay tuned. Shalom.